I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Peter Martin will join us later in the hour. His commissioned piece, This Present Past, will be performed at the Sheldon as part of the building's 100th anniversary and will feature an all-star lineup including Christine Brewer, Branford Marsalis, and David Halen. And a new documentary that screens in St. Louis this weekend examines the career of legendary New York radio personality Bob Fosse, who long before social media used the airwaves to encourage both luminaries and ordinary listeners to talk openly. Fosse is credited with pioneering freeform radio. We begin with Dan St. Louis opening its 47th season tonight and tomorrow night with PNC Arts Alive, New Dance Horizons. We want to welcome Dan St. Louis's artistic and executive director, Michael Utoff, Gin Horiuchi, the artistic director and executive director of the St. Louis Ballet and the St. Louis Ballet School, and Pam Tanowitz, choreographer and founder of Pam Tanowitz Dance in New York. Hello to all of you.
Hi.
Michael Utoff, Dan St. Louis commissioned this event, this production.
Right. We wanted to do something that was a little bit unusual, different, and make sure that the resources that are available to us get shared with everybody in the community, and try and assist companies such as St. Louis Ballet and others with the thing that is hardest to get, which is repertory. And we were very fortunate of finding a person, the talent of Pam Tanowitz, that was willing and able and had the time to come and work. So we asked her, and we asked again to consider her, and a marriage was born, and here we are.
And they're one-fourth of the program, right?
Right. There's three other companies besides St. Louis Ballet involved, Matco and Common Thread, Contemporary Dance and Leverage Dance Theater, which we've paired with three other choreographers.
And Pam Tanowitz, you've been in St. Louis, I think, what, about a month working with St. Louis Ballet?
2 weeks. 2.5 weeks.
2 weeks. Does it seem like a month? No, I'm just kidding.
It was definitely a change.
Only 2 weeks, pace. Though. I'm surprised by that. That doesn't sound like a lot of time.
I was fortunate to have a lot of time in the day. Sometimes when you go work, you only get 2 hours, or when you get a commission, but I was able to get about 5 hours a day. So I was able to get a lot done.
I don't think you've worked in St. Louis before, have you?
Nope. It's my first time, and also my first time creating a full ballet. I've worked with, my work sort of straddles modern and ballet, and I've worked with ballet principals, Ashley Tuttle, and some other dancers from ABT and New York City Ballet, but I've never made a full work, so this was really exciting for me and challenging.
Well, Gin Horiuchi, how come Pam is a good fit for you in St. Louis Ballet?
Well, first of all, Pam is one of the hottest choreographers in New York right now. She had her received a rave review by New York Times, so we're absolutely fortunate to have such caliber to our company to work with us.
Well, since you bring that up, Pam, I want to ask you about something, what they mean by that. Evidently, mm-hmm. Dance Magazine called you, and I've never heard this expression, yeah. So I want it explained to me.
Yes.
Coolly ironic.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I think what I've been working on, I think, for the last 10 years of my career is trying to take sort of known techniques, ballet. I'm very attracted to ballet or so-called traditional modern, and I want to reframe them in a fresh way. So it's steps that people have seen before, but maybe slightly altered or execution is different. So you've seen a pas de bourrée before, which is a standard, which is in jazz and modern and ballet, shown in a different way, different rhythm, done backwards. You know, so. So it looks familiar, but then it isn't. So it takes a second to sort of maybe understand what's going on. So I don't know. I mean, maybe that's why. I don't know.
Michael, you have an idea?
Well, I think they describes it perfectly. I think viewing the work that she did for Gin's company, she's taken the qualities of the dancers, applied the classic technique, and created a point of view that it is ironic, that it's, I find it amusing, I find it charming. I find it edgy, and sort of it has a kind of a bitter side to it. So it encompasses everything. I'm fascinated by what it's done.
What's also important to me too is it's nothing making fun of anything. To me, I love ballet and I love dance. So what for me, it's all historical references. So there's a lot of waltz, like a waltz step is a classic ballet step. They do a lot of waltzing. I didn't make up waltzing, but I reframe it in a way that's a little different with a little different texture. But I'm doing it because I love it. It's not a making fun of or things like that. Other people do that. I don't do that.
Well, Ginn wouldn't have that, would
no.
he?
No.
Ginn, any surprises for you in this collaboration?
I think it definitely has a challenge for our dancers. Not so much technically, but it's more like a mentally, because Pam's way of working is just more of a teamwork, and you get cues from dancers each other instead of from the music. So you really need to focus and look around, just pay attention to each dancer's movement. So it gives a real sense of a unity in the piece, which is a very, very rare in a classical piece.
Uh-huh. So Michael Utoff, what was your concept for this? You took four St. Louis professional dance companies and paired them with four professionals from out of town. So what was your overall vision for this thing?
Well, I believe that there was an opportunity for them to be challenged in different ways that perhaps the companies couldn't afford to do. And instead of me spending $50,000 and bringing something from the outside, the best way would be let's find a way in which we can share those $50,000 with the companies such as St. Louis Ballet and give them something that can last a lifetime if it's good. And if it isn't good, well, you know, we tried it. But in this case, I think we hit the mark.
Well, money's not an object for you these days, is it?
Well, it is. It is an object, you know. But as I said, you know, I mean, if I'm going to spend the money bringing someone else, and this is the American Arts Experience Festival as well with PNC Arts Alive, this made total sense.
So once you paired these four out-of-towners with the four local companies, did you wash your hands of it? Are you involved in what they're doing at all?
No. I mean, I trust the judgments of Ginn. I mean, he's the director of the company. And once we've agreed that Pam would be the person, I just wait until day of the rehearsals on theater just to oversee the final look. Uh-huh. No, I don't.
Well, Ginn, how did you begin then with St. Louis Ballet before Pam came to town? How did you begin this journey?
I danced with New York City Ballet for 15 years, and then I also did a few Broadway shows. And then I came to St. Louis at year 2000. Then there was an existing small ballet company then, but then I moved the location and also kind of expand the school activities and so forth. It's been 11 years since I took over.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three performing series a year. The Nutcracker in December, another full-length classics in February, and also we do have our own contemporary series in May.
So, Pam, what did you come to town armed with? How much did you know in advance what you'd be doing when you got here?
Well, before I came, it usually takes me 4 to 8 months to make a work, so I was sort of freaked out 2 weeks, not knowing the dancers, not knowing. So I did come armed with things. One was the music, and sort of the concept of the piece came out of the music. So the music is an electronic score that includes many versions of the St. Louis Blues that are tidbits sort of within there. Some are played backwards, some you just get one note. So it feels familiar, again, like sort of parallel to what kind of work I do, something that feels familiar but is different. Within that, the composer Dan Siegler has created a full soundscape with vintage sounds, just really sort of weaved it all together, and it became something else, which is sort of this idea of nostalgia, something old that remnants of the past sort of hanging around. And that was infused into the piece. So I had the music. I knew how the beginning, and I knew the end, and I knew one thing in the middle, which was compositionally. And then I just came. And I had two dance phrases, and an assistant. Ashley Tuttle came with me. And I was able to map it all out within a week because I had like four, you know, those 3 points, the assistant and the music, and sort of a concept.
Mm-hmm. Was there any rough going again?
Oh, no. no, it was incredible to see them work with the dancers. And I mean, it must have been really hard for her because she never met, you know, our dancers before. Yeah. And but then just right there, and then she had a concept and start working, you know, from the day one, right after our warm-up class. And it was incredible.
Yeah, I came in and watched the ballet class. I mean, it's hard because I didn't know them. And, you know, it's hard to, I picked dancers right away because I didn't want to waste any time having another audition the next day. You know, I just wanted to get started. So, you know, I had them all work with me for a couple hours. And then afterwards, I felt, you know, that 12 of them, you know, felt like more simpatico that I would be able to work with. And, you know, it was interesting, the process was.
Yeah, I bet. Again, how valuable is it to your dancers here to work with people from out of town, you know, different influences, people they haven't worked with before? That's got to be valuable to them.
Absolutely, because I work with them all the time. And we do have a choreographers coming in from out of town for our own project. But then it's more ballet choreographer, not so extremely different like, you know, Miss Pam Tanowitz. So it's a great experience for them to look at a different angle of how a dance be structured. Mm-hmm. And so I am absolutely grateful.
We're talking about the Dance St. Louis season opener, which is tonight and tomorrow night at the Two Hill. And Michael Utoff, would you talk about the other three elements of the program?
Yes. I mean, we partnered also with MATCO, Contemporary, you know, Common Thread Dance Company, and Leverage Dance Theater. And we brought in Gina Patterson, who was doing a work with MATCO. And she, like Pam's work, one of the things I had asked him, I said, think about St. Louis blues. I remember that.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, maybe it can inspire
That's
you.
Where I got the initial idea was your conversation. You said, would you think about doing a piece? And I said, well, let me think about that.
So so that attached it. And in the case of Gina, she went totally out in St. Louis blues and got the Soulard Band involved. Common Thread, we partnered them with Jessica Lang, who is a, you know, a young woman with great popularity, and I thought that the style would challenge them and compliment them at the same time. And in the Leverage case, we brought, which is a very contemporary, they try and do things out in the street. I tried to pair them with Victoria Marx's work, which is very sketchy, very subtle, almost non-danced at all, but captures the imagination. So that was a look that I had for each of the groups and trying to convince the directors that that's the way they should go. Mm-hmm. And so far it's worked.
So do all four elements tie in any way?
Unbelievable. I mean, I looked at the evening that we saw yesterday. We had the first run through, and there's a progression that moves along beautifully. All of them distinctly different. All of them great works on their own. But as a total package, it's like you look at a jewelry box and you have this fantastic diamonds. And they're all beautiful, and they're not clashing with each other. So I'm really excited about the whole thing.
Uh-huh. You know, we were talking about, I asked again, how our dancers here benefit from having someone from the outside come in to work with. What about you, Pam? Do you get anything out of going somewhere new?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And working with dancers you haven't worked with before, companies you haven't worked with before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, like I said, I didn't think I could make a dance in 2 weeks. So that's number one. But when I'm working with dancers I'm not used to, it's harder work because I have to be more clear. I have to communicate my idea. You know, when I'm working with dancers that have worked with me before, I can sort of go, do that over there, you know, and I sort of know what they're going to do.
Right.
So this is harder because I have to be harder on myself. I have to be more organized. I have to, like I said, be very clear about what I want. And particularly also now working with the ballet dancers, I'm coming from the modern world.
Right.
I have to figure that out.
So you'll go back to New York with some positive St. Louis stories, right?
Oh, of course.
That's Pam Tanowitz. She is a choreographer and founder of Pam Tanowitz Dance in New York. Gin Horiuchi is the artistic director and executive director of St. Louis Ballet. Again, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And again, Michael Utoff is the artistic and executive director for Dance St. Louis. The Dance St. Louis season opener is New Dance Horizons. That's tonight at 8 p.m., tomorrow at 2 p.m., and at 8 p.m., this is at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center at UMSL. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Dance St. Louis's website, and people can find out more about it. And just in a few seconds, you're doing a little pre-show, aren't you, Michael?
Yes, we have a Speaking of Dance in which we are going to share thoughts about the performance with both Gen and Pam not every day with them, but with all the choreographers, right, and our artistic director.
And then after this weekend, you're touring.
We're taking them all on the road But we were very fortunate to get five communities in the neighboring area that wanted to see them, and we have taken them out there.
New Dance Horizons this weekend at the Two Hill. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Coming up next on Cityscape, celebrating a century at the Sheldon, and later, a documentary of the man who pioneered free-form radio. This is St. Louis Public Radio.